You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hagan along with Matthew Leach. We're here for MLB.com Extras talking about the Washington Nationals. Matthew, this is a team that a lot of people have liked for the last year and a half, and it looks like they're really starting to hit their stride at the right time now.
Yeah, you definitely start to see things coming together for the Nationals. You know, I don't think they're likely to run away with this by any means, but you see them trending in the right direction. They've basically gotten healthy. You know, they're going on a real tough road trip here, and between now and the deadline, they're going to be really tested. But I'm not sure. You know, coming into the year, I wasn't sure there was any team I liked more for their roster top to bottom, and it's still the same roster. So it's not at all surprising to see them getting it together, and the fact that they hung close while they were dinged up, I think, has to be a little scary to the rest of the division and really to the rest of the league.
Yeah, this is a team that the lineup seems to be getting hot. Bryce Harper's getting hot. Ryan Zimmerman's getting hot. And this is a team that when they score four or more runs, they almost always win. So I agree with you. I think they're primed to make a real big run here in the second half. And now we're joined by Bill Ladson, who covers the Nationals for MLB.com. Bill, the Nationals are a team that a lot of people had high hopes for this year, and it looks like they're finally hitting their stride. What has allowed them, other than health, to get back to be the team that people thought they would be?
Well, the offense has been consistent, Paul. To me, that's the biggest difference. The pitching has always been there. But I think the difference now is they're hitting with consistency now. It helps that Bryce Harper, Wilson Ramos, and Ryan Zimmerman are healthy again. That's the biggest deal. And they are providing power. So I think that's the biggest difference now.
Ryan Zimmerman, only one home run in June. Looks like he might be getting his power back a little bit after the thumb injury. And he has traditionally been a better hitter in the second half. What do you foresee for him the rest of the way?
I'm expecting to have a great second half, Paul, because for some reason, when it comes to big games, he's always coming through. He had a big game against the Brewers. And what also helps, too, defensively, he's still pretty good with exception of the throwing arm, and he's not a liability there. So that's good to see.
Another hitter you mentioned is coming around is Bryce Harper. I know he adjusted his batting stance a little bit and has been hitting pretty well since then. What exactly did he do?
He's basically standing up more, standing upright, and that's the biggest difference. And before, he was crouching a little bit, but not anymore. And, you know, his father played a big role in that when he went to Vegas during the All-Star break. His father knows him better than anybody, and I think, when he's in a slump, he always goes to his father. And to me, that's always the big difference with him.
A lot of guys in the Nationals lineup are hitting right now. Adam LaRoche is not one of them. He looks like he's been in a slump. What's going on with him?
He's streaky, Paul. I mean, this is not a surprise here. He got off to a great start in 2012 as well, and then slumped towards the end. And I think we're seeing the typical Adam LaRoche that we're used to seeing. It's just that the difference was, he got off to a great start in 2014, and he's just slumping a little bit. So he was due to slump. But I'm expecting him to put up better numbers by the time the year is over.
The rotation, as you mentioned, Bill, has been terrific. I assume there's some relief that Jordan Zimmerman was not, who had to miss the All-Star game because of the biceps strain,
mm-hmm.
Apparently is not seriously hurt and will be rejoining the rotation. How much of a relief is that?
It's a big relief. First of all, I think a lot of people thought it could have been his elbow because, apparently the biceps is connected to the elbow, shoulder, and they were relieved in that sense that it wasn't either one of those things. And, he'll be starting on Tuesday against the Rockies, so that's a great thing.
Everybody in the rotation, or at least the top four, have been pitching really well. Is there any concern around the Nationals that, as good as these guys are, that they may not be able to pitch at quite this level for the whole year?
Not at all. I mean, their fifth starter is Tanner Roark, and he's their leading winner right now. So, there's no worry at all. I don't think the Nationals are going to make any moves in terms of trying to get a pitcher, even if one of the pitchers was hurt. they would go to Blake Treinen. They would not make a trade or anything like that. They have enough pitching in the minor leagues where they can get by. I think the biggest deal for them, I think, will be their bench, and their bench has not been good this year. So it would not surprise me if the Nationals were able to make a deal for their bench.
Any right-handed hitter, left-handed hitter, anything specific they're looking for?
Well, it probably could be a left-handed hitter because they don't have any power from the left side at all. I mean, they're not getting it from Nate McLaughlin at all. And Greg Dobbs, as you know, in Philadelphia, he's in the minors now, but he's not the answer. So we'll see what they do, and I think that's the only problem that they have if they go to the playoffs. They got to get a better bench.
Have you heard any names mentioned of players they might be targeting?
No. I know that the only thing I can tell you that I know that Greg Dobbs is back with the organization in the minor leagues again, and he could be back pretty soon if they continue to slump like they have.
Bullpen has been a hallmark of the Nationals for the last couple of years, and the bullpen seems to be right where it needs to be at this point.
No doubt, Paul. I mean, Soriano, Storing, Clipper, awesome. I mean, what more can you say? And their weakest link right now is Jerry Blevins, who can't seem to get right-handed hitters out. And to me, it's not that bad of a weak link. I mean, he's not that bad. Ross Detweiler is really picking it up now. So, I mean, it's almost unstoppable. Is when you face the Nationals now, I think they realize it's going to be a seven-inning game. You know, with their starters, so and because you can't hit their relievers at all, so it depends.
Bill, we live in an age where any little comment can get picked up and become a big issue. Mm-hmm. Anthony Rendon made some comments recently about not watching baseball on television that seemed to get a lot of national attention. Has that had any reverberation around the team?
Not at all, not at all. And people are not surprised by this. Especially, it was the you know, people outside of Washington who were surprised by it. When no one in D.C. was surprised, because when you talk to the guy, he doesn't have much to say. You know, he means what he says. I guess baseball is boring to him. And when we talk to him after a big game, he has nothing to say. He wants to talk about something else other than baseball. So it's not a surprise at all, and they didn't get on him for it.
So do you think he was upset about not making the All-Star team now?
Not at all. Matter of fact, he told me he wanted to go to Houston, his hometown, for 4 days. And he said it was really old news, Paul. You know, when he said that when he talks to his family, they don't talk baseball, that's old news, and he's been saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, yeah, I guess someone took what he said seriously recently. That's old news. So, you know, to me, it wasn't a big deal at all.
Yeah, that's what happens in this day and age. Something gets picked up on Twitter, and it goes around the world three times the next 20 minutes. So
I'm telling you, it's something else, Paul. And seriously, I mean, Rendon is a great guy. And he's humble, to tell you the truth. He doesn't like to talk about his accomplishments that he's done so far. He's the MVP of that team this year so far. And he doesn't like to talk about himself that much.
Is there one guy, Bill, that you see? I think a lot of contending teams have one guy that they can't afford to lose in the second half or can't afford to go into a bad slump. Is there one guy that this team really couldn't afford to lose?
Yes, I would say it's Anthony Rendon, without a doubt. He has carried this team more than people realize. I mean, he's the one that's come up with the clutch hits. He's great defensively. Second base, third base, doesn't matter where you put him. And you know, the guy can run, too. I mean, you saw what happened Sunday. He ran all the way from first base on that double by Jason Worth to win the game. I mean, he's really that good. He's underrated as a base runner. So I would say it would be him, because he can do a lot of things for the team. He can lead off, hit second, hit third, hit near the bottom of the order. I think that's a big deal for the Nationals.
Bill, Denard Span has been the leadoff hitter most of the year, but doesn't have the kind of on-base percentage that we typically associate with a prototypical leadoff hitter. Any chance that could change?
Well, if it was up to Matt Williams, I'd have to say no, because he loves Denard Span. He always brags about Denard Span's defense. So as of right now, I have to say No, but I have to say this, though. If they continue to be inconsistent on offense, I think sooner or later Matt Williams might not have a choice but to try to put Jason Worth at the leadoff spot. David Johnson did the same thing 2 years ago, and that really worked out. So if you look at Jason Worth's on-base percentage, it's considerably high. It doesn't matter where you put him. It's high. But you might have to consider him as your leadoff hitter just to get some runs in.
That's Bill Ladson, MLB.com Nationals beat reporter. Bill, thank you.